being the best independent artist and looking for more. So tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Sit back and listen to EOT, I'm on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in, it's the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, success is given.
EOT and radio, we're from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people station. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Talking fascinating, it gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying
it.
Special City Records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
Okay.
EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most.
Why so serious? I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
Ow! Welcome to my musical lair. For the next hour, you are all mine, and oh boy, are you in for a treat tonight! I'm sure you've all heard of like that whole jack of all trades thing, master of none. Well, I have found a Jane of all trades who's actually managed to master everything from videography, songwriting, modeling, producing, which is like crazy. She plays several musical instruments, and she's an outstanding performer with a stage presence that could attract people for miles. I'm sure you've seen her in LA Fashion Week modeling or Rolling Stone, Vestager magazine, or performing crazy fashionable antics on YouTube, because she's also the spokesperson for UrbanOG.com. So we know where she's been, but I feel like where she's going is completely limitless. So let's check out some music from the Spandex Kitty, Miss Spanky Valentine with a Love Killer.
We'll be right back. Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Hello, music fatheads. We are live in the studio with the wonderful Spanky Valentine, and she has enough accomplishment to take up two shows, so let's go ahead and just bring her right on the line. Hello, Spanky.
Hello, Desire. How are you, darling?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad we finally got our schedules to coincide. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me and for that crazy good introduction. Oh, my gosh. I was like, who is she talking about right now?
See, that's the thing. You've done so many things, even you can't remember.
Maybe. Sorry, I'm just completely out of my mind at this point.
I believe it. I was actually reading on VH1. You have posted a link to their website about how you did the 10 shows in 3 days. Now that's musical madness.
Oh, my goodness. That is, that really is a whole other show all in itself.
Oh, my God. So how do you find the time, like, between school and then you have a you're in a relationship, then your music, the editing, you do fitness videos, photo shoots, I mean, everything. Like, how do you do it?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I think the simple answer is I don't. I don't find the time to do it all because there's always something else that I want to do, but it's just, yeah. I mean, you're right. I'm super busy. I basically don't sleep at all. I'm on a healthy diet of insomnia, which is awful and wonderful at the same time. You know, I think my friends call me like this vampire, crazy zombie lady who's always working, because I am seriously always working. But, you know, like after you're doing things for a while and you keep busy, you have to learn some time management, which I've learned the wonderful way and the hard way sometimes for sure. But, you know, at this point where everything has become, I've been blessed enough to be able to develop a team of people as well, whether it's, you know, my co-producer, Dirk Hollywood, who's, like, you know, helps me so much musically, or my choreographer, Darius, who, like, I would be totally lost without, you know, these people in my life that make it possible for us to accomplish everything.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny. You would never think that you're as exhausted as you are, because I actually first came across you on YouTube and I thought you were hilarious. And then I ended up finding out that you're a musician and that you've actually like done shows with the guy from Pearl Jam. Then you did like the Flo Rida videos, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the George Clinton Fishbone, on and on and on. So I'm like, oh my God, like, who is this girl?
Yeah, no, so I basically wanted to clone myself.
I'm like, you're going places, but we see that. But then, like, I look at you and I wonder, like, okay, well, when did Spanky first look in the mirror and say, wow, I have the potential to be a legend?
Oh, my goodness. Potential legend, huh? Oh, my gosh. When you say that, I feel like I should be carried in on horse-drawn chariots and have bronze statues erected. No, seriously, if anybody out there sees a statue that even remotely looks like me, first of all, I apologize, and second of all, just take pictures and laugh at it profusely. You know, I don't really think about that kind of thing as far as like, oh, how well known am I today or how well known will it be tomorrow? It's more of just, you know, working. I work and I'm constantly, you know, pursuing perfection in my art and in the fashion side and the music, of course. You know, I know it's important to acknowledge what I've been blessed with and what I've been gifted in as far as, you know, the whole point of my existence. But, you know, people have different words for different things. If somebody someday wants to refer to anything I've done as legendary, then awesome. But if they want to say, oh, that's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, then that's awesome too. Not quite as awesome, but it's okay.
That's amazing, because with the fashion thing, you actually, I think you went to fashion school because you model and you actually make all your own high fashion couture pieces.
Right. I do. I make everything that everything that I wear on stage, as far as my performance artist side is concerned, and the music and everything in my music videos, all that kind of stuff. But I actually didn't go to school to learn any of that. I'm completely just self-taught, and, you know, I just wanted to be able to create something totally unique and different, so I would just brainstorm and, you know, start stitching something together and hope for the best.
So, like, did you teach yourself how to play, like, all of the musical instruments, too?
Yeah, I did, fortunately or unfortunately, that remains to be seen. But, yeah, I mean, I took a couple, you know, as far as, like, playing bass, I took, I think, 2 or 3 private lessons. They're like 30 minutes a piece. And the poor instructor was like trying so hard to teach me like the circle of fifths and reading music. And I'm just like, I just want to play, you know? And like, I was just a hopeless cause and a total failure at learning music theory and how to read and all that kind of stuff. I should probably write a book about how bad I failed at that.
So you don't read, so you literally, you just did everything by ear, you just play by ear.
Yeah, I mean, everything anybody sees that I do is pretty much, it's all self-taught, whether it's playing instruments or, like you said, the fashion stuff that I, you know, design and create, or even the video editing. I've edited a lot of my music videos and all that kind of stuff. It's just me sitting down with whatever project it is and being totally ridiculously stubborn and hard-headed and saying, I have to do this, and so I find a way to be able to do it.
Okay, so basically you all heard Spanky said out of her own mouth, she doesn't need any teachers because she's so awesome that she can teach herself, and that's what she said. I'm not putting words in her mouth at all.
Oh, great.
No. I think that is absolutely amazing. That just shows that you really are what they call a natural-born artist, you know? But speaking of, I want to take a look at another artist real quick. This next song is actually a remake of one of my favorite Minnie Riperton songs ever. It's called Inside My Love. And the woman who remade this, her name is Gloria Ryan. Please check her out on Facebook. Her voice is phenomenal. All right, enjoy. We'll be right back.
Cash our paychecks, but we'll skip it on the rent, 'cause we need it for necessities. Fendi bags and diamond rings. We're going broke, moving back in with a foe. For that Gucci Prada, can't resist. Don't be looks and tags, got your hair as fake. But we're hair as fake, and can't be hair as fake, 'cause we're spectacular.
Fashion,
I feel like I should be coming back on the air with like a nice, smooth, soft, suave, deep, manly voice after a song like that. But anyway, welcome back to Musical Madness with your hostess, Desire. If you are just tuning in, we are live with Miss Spanky Valentine. And before Gloria Ryan, that was actually the first single off of Spanky's album entitled The Fashion. And you can actually catch the video for The Fashion on her UrbanOG.com on YouTube. So anyway, she does like this whole kind of like love killer thing, and I was really listening to the lyrics on Love Killer, and some of the stuff she said, which is really controversial. So I just want to know, like, where does this whole love killer thing come from?
Man, you know, I wrote that one day. I was literally like looking at myself in the mirror and like just kind of frustrated with relationships and love and all that kind of thing, just because it's difficult for me because I'm just so artistically involved all the time. It's hard maintaining like a normal person's relationship, and so I was like, you know what, I just want to kill it all. So I just wrote Love Killer, and it's just about like, you know, not giving a, you know, whatever about conventional love and just murdering it if I have to, metaphorically
yeah.
speaking, of course.
Yeah, yeah, not on like a Black Widow thing or anything like that, right?
No, none.
Okay, so like, would you refer to yourself as like? I know you try to be humble, and I appreciate that, because if you weren't humble, I don't think that you would have quite a fan base, you know. But still, in all honesty, like, do you ever look at yourself as like an artistic or musical genius, because you are self-taught and you are so successful at everything that you do?
Wow. No, I don't. I mean, you know, like, I use the word genius for people like Prince or Michael Jackson, or like this total, just there will never be another kind of artist to that capacity. You know, I see myself as someone who's extremely passionate about my art and how I want to express myself, and that's pretty much predominantly through creative means, because that's really the only way I function. You know, I've learned to visualize. I'm a very visual person, and I view myself as someone who works really hard for what they want. And, you know, because I have, like you were mentioning, I have this following now, and I've established this bond with my fans who mean everything to me beyond anything. I'm constantly wanting to pursue perfection for them, and to, you know, think of new and exciting things artistically that can be given to them kind of as my gift to, you know, whoever wants to receive it. I say that on top of I just get bored really easily, and I'm always wanting, like, something new. I'm always, you know, on the phone with my choreographer. It's like, oh, let's do a new video installation for the show or whatever. We've got to build a new piece, and it's, you know, do I look at that as genius? No. I mean, I just look at that as I've got to constantly be doing something new.
Okay, so Spanky says that she has ADHD. So we just want to let you know
that we still love you, Spanky, and it's okay. ADHD, yeah, OCD, like any of those abbreviated letters you want to put out, I'm sure.
No, I'm just picking on you because it's fun.
No, I love it.
When I watch you, because when I look at you on YouTube, you have this one thing going for you. And then when I look at you perform, it's like this completely other thing. So to me, you have this like multi-dimensional quality to you. So like when I describe you, I'm like, okay, if you take a dark hole, mix in some humor, a splash of sex appeal, and a drop of badass, then that's you. You know?
That is perfect.
And it's just it's really abnormal. So when you're complex like that, what is the most common misconception that people have about you?
You know, when I was first kind of getting introduced and introducing myself just to the world, so to speak, like through, you know, the Urban OG YouTube channel or musically, you know, if people only were introduced to me through one medium, like you said, you first found out about me through, like, the YouTube channel and the fashion channel and all that kind of thing. Then some people, if they're just introduced to me that way, may think, oh, she's, you know, this model, and she's got this crazy, wacky, goofy side, she's dressed as a nerd sometimes, whatever, and that must be the only thing about her. But, you know, the reality is, and I know it can be a little strange to people, is I do have very different sides to my personality, but they're definitely all me. It just comes out in, you know, the artistic side, which is very eccentric and more sexy and, you know, a lot more brazen. But, you know, it's just, I think above anything, what's important to me is to people understand that I'm just an artist, and I just express that through many different platforms, music being the primary, and music has always been the first. You know, some people think, oh, she's a model turned musician, but it's actually quite the other way around. Music was always first for me.
You can tell. Well, at least I can tell. I can tell because the way that you perform, that kind of passion, that kind of diligence that you have, that's not somebody who just said, hey, I just want to do this, you know.
Oh,
and it
no.
really does
yeah.
grow. So yeah. I guess, like, what you're trying to say is for you, it's not like a music image or a YouTube image. For you, this is just like who you are.
Right, absolutely. I mean, you know, musically, I think at the end of the day, if you were to cut me down to my pure essence, that is when I'm on stage. When I'm on stage is when I feel the most depth and kind of spiritual connection with myself and with my fans, and, you know, when I'm brazen and thrashing about and whatever crazy antics we happen to be doing and the avant-garde-ness of it all, that is at my true core. That's what I would bleed if you were to cut me. But, you know, the goofy side and the jokes and the fashion is just equally as much a part of me at the end of the day.
That makes sense. It probably helps balance it out because music can be very heavy.
Yeah.
It can be heavy, right? Even if
yeah.
you're writing something that's kind of light, we just put so much of ourselves into it. So it's
right.
good to balance out that kind of pop rock electromagnetic thing that you have going. All right, so up next, we have a song by yours truly called He's My Type. So I think we're going to go ahead and jump into that, and we will be right back with more Stanky Valentine, so don't go anywhere. Okay, so I guess everybody still wants Spanky, and she has her magical powers over the radio. That's okay, Spanky. It's just a little bit selfish, but that's okay. So I just want to say to everybody, if you're sitting there, you know, listening, thinking like, oh my God, like where has Desire been all my life? How can I possibly get my music on her like clearly amazing show? Then all you have to do is go on Facebook.com/TrueDesire, DZIRE. Let me know your fan page. I'll reciprocate, yada, yada, yada. And step two is to send me 2 radio-edited songs, a brief bio, and a professional JPEG image to theonlydesire@gmail.com. So please, no pictures of you on your cell phone in the bathroom. And step 3, make sure that the subject of your email is musical madness, or else I will hit delete and keep it moving. All right. So enough about you all. We do have a guest, and the guest is the super erotic Spanky Valentine. And I do love you because I feel like you balance out being sexy very well because it's not sleazy. So I feel like you kind of have like this very high regard of self-respect. I think you come across as being very intelligent, and I think that that's important being a female, that, you know, women, young girls have like a female role model like that. And even young boys, because that way they'll seek out a woman who, okay, she's sexy, she's confident, but she's also smart and she respects herself. She's hardworking, but she's fun. So I just want to put you on the spot a little bit because we've been making you seem all perfect. And I just want to ask you, what has been your most embarrassing moment on stage?
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, first of all, you know, thank you. Those are some really nice words that you said. Man, most embarrassing moment. You know, the thing, the unfortunate side about me, I'm sure my mother would attest to this, is that I don't get embarrassed very easily. I'm sure she wishes I would be a little more embarrassed, you know, having my cheeks kind of waving in the breeze on stage. You know, so I've had my share of, you know, wardrobe malfunctions, especially, you know, in the early phase of me stitching things together, and I've had, you know, a little, you know, extra boobage kind of pop out and say hello and everything. But, you know, I just kind of, I kind of made myself okay early on with the idea that, you know, eventually at some point somebody somewhere is going to get a photo and they're going to splash it about wherever they want to splash around, and you just kind of have to deal with that. I think for me, things that are more quote-unquote embarrassing are if I don't perform up to, you know, a level of expectation that I have for myself that I think the audience deserves, or, you know, I feel like if I'm not crawling off the stage or something, like, I didn't do my job, and then I, you know, I feel a little, you know, kind of down on myself in a way, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
No, it does. It makes perfect sense. And I was going to ask you, so, like, when you get done performing, like, do you at least, like, give yourself credit sometimes and say, you know what, we did a great show. We all did a great show tonight. Or is it always like, oh, I could have done better. You all did great, but I could have done better.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm slightly closer to the latter of your question. I mean, you know, I work with an amazing team. You know, like I said, my choreographer, my co-producer, my dancers that, you know, have danced with me for a while now. Like, they're always phenomenal, and they always far exceed anything that we could, you know, ever ask for. And I'm so thankful for their talents. But, yeah, you know, I'm always – I've had moments where I'm like, okay, that was a killer show. That was a great show. But – and then there's always a but for me. It's like, but I could have done this a little bit more. Or I could have jumped a little higher here. I could have, you know, I don't know, whipped my hair a little harder at this point.
I am the same. I understand. I bet your fans, I know your fans are like going, like, Google Gaga right now listening, because I think this is probably the most personal that I've ever heard you get, you know?
Yeah.
Which is absolutely definitely fabulous.
Only for you. Only for you.
It's a curly girl thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been calling you like the archer, like shooting the arrow like through the stereotypes of love.
Uh-huh. So I like that.
So like what I was wondering is like, what do you have a soft spot for? Like, what makes Frankie go? I'm Frankie. What makes Spanky go? Oh, you know.
Oh man, animals. Kittens especially. Kittens, and I have, like, the most ridiculous sweet tooth ever. It's, like, it should be a crime. So, like, I've always thought if, like, I could take a little kitten, you know, when they're, like, really young and their claws aren't out yet, or they don't know how to pull them back in yet, like, if you could take a kitten and have, like, a frosting jacket on the kitten, and then, like, I have this thing for beards. I don't know why, but, like, kittens and, like, the arms of, like, a bearded guy, like, in a slim fit suit, maybe, with glasses. Maybe he's got some tattoos. Can we make that happen?
No, it's just funny because I'm like, hey, Spanky, what sounds, like, really sweet and soft to you? A bearded guy with tattoos.
I mean, yeah, you know? Why not? They need love, too, right?
Then this is why you're the spandex kitty. You just couldn't do it. It couldn't be anybody, like, romantic, right?
Oh, who needs long walks on the beach and all of that? Just give me a scruffy face and we're good to go.
Exactly. So, like, how does it feel? Like you were we were talking earlier about, like, the whole legendary thing, and you were saying, you know, you reserve that title for artists such as Prince or Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, and I totally get that, first of all. I love both of them. But the thing is, like, Prince... You remind everybody of him. So how does it feel to be compared to Prince, especially when you definitely don't see yourself in that light, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, it's overwhelming, and, I mean, you're right, like, I do get that comparison quite a lot. Prince is my, like, end-all, be-all, everything, like, perfect little type purple package of a man that I wish I could, you know, take home with me. But, you know, to even be in the same, like, sentence as Prince, or the same book for that matter, is, you know, it's one of the most flattering and humbling things that I think I could possibly hear. So, yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to really address that.
Yeah, right. That's kind of like one of those things that's just like, wow, really? You think I'm my friend? Wow. There's nothing to say to that.
No, it's just like, what do you say, thank you? I mean, it's like,
begin
to do it justice of how that, you know, really makes me feel.
Yeah. Like, if Prince is secretly listening, how would he want me to respond to that?
Oh, my goodness. But, all he needs to know is my phone number and where to meet me later.
Right? But you get compared to, it's funny because you get compared to Lady Gaga a lot, too. Now, she's controversial as heck. So how does it feel being compared to her?
You know, it's interesting. Like, being compared just period as an artist is an interesting thing. It's not, you know, the most ideal thing, but it's just the way people, you know, first try to relate to you, I think, as a listener and someone who's viewing your creation. So, you know, I understand that. And I also understand being a female in the music industry, it's just, like, that's just what happens. You just get compared to whoever, you know, a current female artist is. But, you know, she's a very talented artist as well and doing her own thing and expressing herself. And, you know, to be compared to anyone who is expressing themselves through art and hopefully being true to who they are. You know, I don't know everybody personally, but I think if people are really in tune with who they are and they're expressing that and being some kind of positive influence, then shoot, you know, if I didn't get those kind of comparisons, then I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I love how eccentric she is. Like, absolutely love it. And it's crazy because I kind of know where you're going with about it not being ideal, because there becomes a fine line where it's like, okay, you all are comparing me, but I need you to realize I'm not actively trying to be like anybody but myself, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So I definitely understand that. So if you had to, when you look at the music industry now and how much it's changed over the past, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, if you had to pick one thing about the music industry that you would change, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness. That is a question for the ages. I think at the end of the day, the simple, and it's never a simple answer, is, you know, I wish I was around in the time when there was more invested in artist development, you know, several years ago, maybe 10 years ago, back when they used to, like, release albums, you know, more full-length albums. It seems like so much of the industry now is, you know, maybe they'll find a video that went viral for some artist, maybe even the artist was singing a cover song and it happens to go viral, and then they get a record deal the next day and they put out a single, and then that's, and they know maybe the label drops them at that point just because the financing is so much more difficult because there's, you know, the industry is kind of suffering in a way. So I definitely wish there was that, you know, the way it used to be, you know, at least what I've been told the way it used to be was, you know, nurturing an artist and creating, you know, a new platform for them and developing the show and the music. But, you know, at the same time, yes, it's, like, infinitely harder for an artist to really make a name for themselves now, especially beyond a single or two. But we also have way more platforms to where we can do things on our own. For, you know, for someone like me who does so much on my own, I have so many more possibilities now.
Exactly. You, like, have not even needed that kind of a record label deal or anything like that. All right, so we actually will be right back with a little bit more Spanky Valentine. We are going to check out He's My Type by yours truly, followed by Sugar Daddy by Miss Spanky Valentine, another of her controversial songs. All right, enjoy, good people.
Love. daddy, make that money, spend that money on my sugar. Sugar daddy, make that money, money, spend that money on my sugar.
Everybody, that was Sugar Daddy with Miss Spanky Valentine. Spanky, I have a question. How old are you?
I'm 20.
I feel so bad for your parents.
Oh, God. I was just thinking about that. Because I don't know why. Like, even when you were talking about your mom, I never imagined you with parents. I just imagined you as, like, this being that exists.
From another planet somewhere.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Okay. I just want to tell you all, like, please be sure to check Spanky out, SpankyValentine.com. But honestly, you can just, like, Google Spanky Valentine, and Spanky is spelled with I-E, not Y, and just basically pick your poison of which one of her websites that you want to follow her on. I'm telling you, her YouTube is great. Also, health as far as recipes, exercises. She does fashion, and she has the whole music thing going. So whatever you want, be it male or female, she has something to satisfy. All right, Spanksters, so before I let you go, just for fun, I wanted to ask you, if you had one superpower, what would it be?
Ooh. Should I give a clever answer or a sentimental one?
Okay, whatever you want.
How about mind control?
Oh!
That kind of a superpower.
Oh,
I can manipulate
wow.
everyone's
that's
thoughts a... into whatever I want.
Oh, that's not fair. Because you would win.
Right
like,
now.
Cause like no matter what, like superpower somebody else picked, all you have to do is like control their mind and tell
yeah.
them not to use it on you.
Yes, absolutely.
That's hot. That's hot. So Spanky Valentine is also smarter than everybody, she says.
Or so I'd have you believe.
So now that I've officially turned all your fans against you. No, honestly, I you do put your fans first, and I can tell you actually did this on her YouTube. If you check it out, if you're a fan of hers already, if you weren't before, I'm sure you are now. She actually has like a thank you note, like to her fans, like a video thank you note, which I thought was like the sweetest thing ever. So since you
yeah,
thanked
I mean...
us from your fans, I just want to say you're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, so, everybody, my fans, everybody mean the world to me. That's why I do all of this. Absolutely.
Well, it has been a pleasure having you, and let's enjoy another vampire night, the two of us.
Yes.
And this has
fabulous.
Been another edition of Musical Madness with your favorite fusion artist, Desire, a.k.a. The Phoenix. We are going to go out with a bang tonight with Danny Walker, Bang Bang. Remember, we are the dreamers of dreams, and your dreams can come true. Say goodnight, Spanky.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Mwah.
Well, hello, beautiful.